Polling stations were closed in several eastern Ukrainian cities after people voted in a referendum to demand independence. Vote counting is currently underway in the city of Slavyansk in Donetsk province. Regional officials in Luhansk province also say polls have closed there and they're counting the votes. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the enemy's expectations for Iran to limit its missile program are stupid and idiotic. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comment during a visit to the IRGC Aerospace Force headquarters. He said the country's needs should not be tied with the nuclear negotiations. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Iran and Pakistan can overcome obstacles to expand bilateral ties. Speaking at a meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, Rouhani also called for the promotion of regional intelligence and security cooperation in order to eradicate terrorism. The former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has met with Iran's foreign minister in Tehran. Hans Blix expressed hope that talks between Iran and the P5+1 would lead to a permanent nuclear deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif, however, said any future deal must back Iran's right to enrich uranium. In Libya, at least 40 people have been killed after a boat carrying illegal migrants sank off shores east of Tripoli. Officials say at least 130 migrants were aboard the boat when the accident took place on Tuesday. Libya has turned into a transit point for migrants trying to reach Europe. Afghanistan's leading presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah receives the backing of a former rival, Salmai Rasool, who stood third in the first round of votes, says he will endorse Abdullah to strengthen national unity. This gives Abdullah a better chance to win an outright majority in the runoff. 16 human rights organizations have slammed the Bahraini government over forging the death certificates of an anti-regime protester. They say Manama has withheld information on how the 27-year-old protester had died. The man's body was kept in a morgue for 22 days. The Syrian army is carrying on operations to flush out foreign-backed insurgents from Aleppo. Syrian sources say scores of militants have been killed or injured in Al-Qurum and Azizeh villages and other nearby areas. Government forces have also destroyed a large cache of militant weapons.